Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 p.m., and I have a question for you. Do you know where your politicians are? Everything is political in your life, from the moment you're born to the moment you die. And when a politician tells you that's not true, look in your pocket. You'll find their hand in it. Everything is political. We will be talking to those politicians that are working for you and talking about those politicians that are working against you. Just because they're a Democrat, or just because they're a Republican, and you voted that way your entire life, maybe you were wrong. Because everybody is not what they seem to be. However, there are a few out there who are working for your benefit, and we are going to bring them to you. We're going to let you hear them. We're going to ask them questions. We're going to let you ask them questions. And we're going to be discussing education system, the military, science, music, sports, oh, and health care. Do you have it? Do you need it? Are your 26-year-olds still on the family health care plan? Or, as the regressive party says, Obamacare. We will bring you what you need to know, because this is the last word. And everything from the cities, counties, state, nation, the entire world. So sit down and get a pencil, paper, and take this graduate education experience. And we will make sure that you have the last word. My name is Michael Lawson.
To be paid.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back. I'm telling you, it has been a hell of a time. It's been a hell of a time since I've been back. I'm telling you, I don't believe it. That's how long it's been. Well, things have happened. Things have happened really, really good. And let me just check, make sure I got that everything's on here correctly, that I'm doing everything right, because it's been so long since I've been on this daggone thing here. I don't even know. I guess I am doing right. It looks like it's everything's calling, everything's sweet. Everything is going online correctly. I see my voice is going out over the air. Anyway, how you like Aretha? I'm glad Aretha's back. I'm glad she's back. I'm glad I can play her again. You know, it has been, I believe it was March. No, it was the first week in April since I was last on the air. That's been a first week in April. This is now September the 3rd. So it's almost, so you got May, April, June, July, August, almost 6 months since I have been on the air. 6 months. Can you believe it? And I hope you guys have done great during the 6 months. We're praying for everybody in my former area where I lived in New York City and the Jersey area that had the flooding. We're sorry for all your devastation. We always looked at and picked on the people in the South, but their rain, whenever it's having rain, a hurricane, oh my God, why would I live down there with all those hurricanes? Well, hey, I'm down here now. And look, I'm looking at New York City, well, not New York City exactly, but some parts of Brooklyn and New Jersey that really got smacked by that freaking rain. Do you know 1 inch of rain is equal to 1 foot of snow? So they had 3 inches of rain. They had 30 feet or more of snow. That's right. So anyway, if we had time, we'll get into all that. And I left my glasses. I don't know where my glasses are at, but I'll have to do a little bit here. And we got phones ringing over here that shouldn't be ringing. And I don't have no idea why. I had to leave a miss. Whoever that is, I have no idea. So how do I sound this? Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is, what we're going to talk about first, what? I mean, 6 months. What the hell could we talk about in 6 months that didn't happen? Huh? What can we talk about that didn't happen in 6 months? Every damn thing in the world happened in 6 months. I mean, it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Yeah. We had a major, major, get out look. What the hell is this? We had a major problem with Mr. Trump is still going on. That major problem with Trump is still going on. But, you know, it's starting to focus a little bit. He's trying to create a whole bunch of sand and dirt and other stuff, so he's trying to hide behind all that. But, hey, you know what? Some people are just going to knock, say, I ain't going down with this fool because he's going down. And when they see that he's going down, why should they go down with him? That's the thing. Why should they go down with him? They're not going to go down with him. They're not going to go down with him. That's the thing. They're not going to go down with him. And if we don't go down with him, I'm talking about everybody here in the United States listening, that's listening to me. Why will you go down with that former, oh gosh, I got bells ringing. I got every other thing ringing here. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, why would they go down with him? That makes no sense at all. None of us will go down with him. Doesn't make any sense at all. And while I am trying to get a hold of what's going on here, phone's ringing, bells are ringing, let me play a little something here if I can get it, which I don't know if I can because I don't know if I can get it in time. But this is something that they are going to try to hook me up with these people. You know, why would people do this? My first day back, and they're already screwing with me. My first day back, and they're screwing with me. First day back. Why would they do that? Why would they screw with me the first day back? Let me see if I got to answer this because these clowns are here. Don't know what the hell's going on. Come on. Let's see. All right. Let's see where I'm at here. First day on the air. I get interrupted. Unbelievable. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let me go see if I can play something else here in the meantime. I will play something that maybe... Oh, here's something. My girls. Let me play my girls. Then we'll get back to what I'm doing. Well, Now maybe we, after this is 37 minutes, maybe we can get on with the show now. Well, let me do a little stuff about what's happened to me. Last time, I think, and I do remember, but I don't know if everybody remembers what actually happened. I had a right knee replacement about 2.5 years ago. It was bad. I was on crutches for one day, practically, maybe 2 days, but I was out playing basketball. My son's baseball team, and I was the coach over there, and I was out fielding ground balls in 5 weeks. It was fabulous. So I told him, you know, your left knee is going to be gone, but your right knee was bad, so we did that. I said, okay, well, I'll get the right. This feels so great. I'll get this done. And I just didn't do anything about it, but it got worse. It got bad, so I had to get it done. So we're going in April the 5th. I went in for that surgery. Do you know, August, the first or second week in August was the first week that I didn't have any pain. I had 6 blood clots in my leg from the surgery, and I was pissed as hell because I could not move. My wife didn't want me to drive nowhere because of the blood clots. I had to keep my legs up. I couldn't sit down and do that. I tried to do the show I have a couch in a new room here. I can lift up and I lift my leg up, and I have my laptop on my leg and doing the show. No, I couldn't do it that way. I could not do it that way. And I tried to do it from the sitting in my bar, but I couldn't. I had to have my leg up, and we couldn't figure out a way to do it. And it would hurt me in about 20 minutes. My leg would start hurting. So I couldn't do that. I couldn't walk. I couldn't drive. It was a pain in the ass. Let me tell you, a pain in the ass. So that's what happened. The whole damn summer, from my birthday, April 23rd, well, it was starting April 5th, or I had to go to a nursing home for a rehab. I'm telling you, no, I didn't do anything with that. When I had the first knee operation, I got the knee operation. 2 days later, I was out sitting on my couch in my living room. I mean, in the new room here. But I had to go into a nursing home for rehab. So, and I was in there for a whole week, maybe more, 10 days. And they said, well, we're going to keep you as long as you can. I forced myself. The pain was tremendous. Forced myself to show them that I could walk. I could walk with crutches. It was killing me, but I wanted to get the hell out of there. It was nice. I had a nice room, a big TV, a big bathroom, but I wanted to get the hell out of there. All right. So I finally got out of there and got home, and it was hell at home because I'll tell you, my wife, she's a nurse, and I couldn't have a freaking drink. I don't think I had a drink until last month because I'm on pain medication. Last month was the first day I stopped. Not last month. Beginning of this month was the first. So 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, was the first time I stopped taking the pain medication. Excuse me, I had some barbecue chips in my mouth. But anyway, 2 weeks ago was the first time I stopped my pain medication. So I stopped that, antibiotics, all that other stuff. I'm still taking that. Eliquis, because of the blood clots, I got to stop taking that. I can't stop taking that until the doctor tells me again. Could take it for the rest of my life, all I know. I don't know. I take it till the doctor tells me to stop taking it. All right. So I wanted to start my show a week ago. And I was all prepared to do that. Then I come to find out, I go on the damn log in, and I have no show. So what the hell is going on with this? And you can't get a hold of these people at Block Talk Radio. I text them, and finally they answer me. They said, well, you don't have a show. I said, why? Well, you haven't paid us in 2 months. I said, we haven't paid you. It comes out automatically. There was the rub. Someone had hacked my daggone card, and I had to stop payment on my card. Therefore, they didn't know about it. And I, and my fault. My fault. Now I ain't Block Talk Radio. My fault. I said, damn. I never sent them the change of card information. I said, oh, shoot. Anyway, I said, well, it wasn't on the air anyway, so I didn't lose anything. So I said, all right, let me go and send you this card information. So I went up. I tried to do a temporary show. I went online, set up the show and everything. And it says, he came back, can't do it. What the hell is this? Come to find out that they changed their way they do their shows now. You no longer can have a three-hour show unless you pay twice as much, three times as much money. When I got it, it was one price, but over the years, I only been a member of Block Talk Radio for 12 years. Never got, they have my phone information. They never called me. They never sent me an email. They only sent me the email when I tried to get on for my 3 hours. So screw Block Talk Radio. I only have a 2-hour show now. But what are you going to do? Everybody wants to get a piece of the action. So they got their piece from me. But I'm going to get that piece from them, too. Plenty of ways to get on live airways with a louder voice, which I'm working on right now. My studio here is being set up for it. And we will be on the air with a louder voice. Very shortly. But anyway, then let's get on to about I'm busy. Well, someone's calling in here. Let's see who this is right now. Hello there. Who's this?
So you had your shot, huh? Did you get your jab?
You didn't even say, hey, hi, I'm glad you're feeling great.
Well, you don't want me to call in. First thing I do is lie, do you?
Hey,
how your president?
Better go help your boy, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Very soon.
How much blood have you got on your hand? How much blood have you got on your hand with the 13? It's your favorite number.
Oh, I have no blood on my hand, but I tell you what, they took a lot of blood out of my leg, out of my knee.
You got
blood
on your hand. You voted for that idiot.
I voted for who? For Biden?
You voted for Biden. You black, aren't you? Yeah, you black, aren't you?
But what's that got to do with blood?
Well,
Donald Trump
the soldiers he killed in Afghanistan.
The soldiers he killed in Afghanistan.
And the
what soldiers?
Yes, and the blunder he done as far as evacuating, running away with billions and billions and billions of dollars of military gifts.
Have you ever been in the military? No, hell no. I know that. You ain't been in no military. You ain't know how to spell
military.
Because
I came up on the presidencies that
had
teeth.
Let me tell you something, young man.
You ain't been to the military neither. You're too short.
I was in Vietnam, Cameron Bay and Da Nang, and Clark Air Race in the Philippines. for 2.5 years. So don't
You know where else you was? You was on the Edmund Pettus Bridge also. Tell it like it. Go ahead and tell it.
I was not on the I was never on the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Oh, what black person ain't been on the Edmund Pettus Bridge?
You? You? You're one.
You damn right I wasn't.
Okay,
but
I
other than
either.
That, how you been doing, fella? How you been doing, Mr. Lawson?
I am doing very well. First, this is the second week I have no pain. I'm able to walk around without pain, just a little soreness. I need to get out. My grandson just came by, and I should have been going. He's going to the basketball practice. As far as taking the basketball practice, normally I do, but since I was doing the show today, he's taking him. And I'm going to go out baseball tomorrow with him. I'm going to see how I can move.
Since I teach him baseball. That's a good sport. My grandson played baseball at LSU.
Well, hey, I played baseball my entire life. I was on the first Met baseball team that put together a team in Brooklyn, New York at the Prairie Grounds. And I made it all the way to Florida.
Great. Louisiana here, boy, and I tell you, that storm did cause a lot of damage. We finally got electric back yesterday.
You got some electric back? Yeah. Well, electric. You guys, you're underwater anyway, so when that water came in, I mean, forget it. That's outrageous. I mean, you can't really do nothing about it.
That's down in New Orleans. I'm about 100 miles north of New Orleans. But electric in the whole state
So you're north. So it went more west of you then, right?
Well, yeah. As far as elevation is concerned, we're much higher above sea level than they're below sea level there, of course, as you've heard.
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought most of Louisiana is at sea level or below. I didn't think there was anything above sea level. How far above sea level are you?
I haven't checked, but we're way above New Orleans. Now, what happens, the wind, the expanse of the storm, it expanded way north, and the wind damage was just something else. Snapped utility poles and roofs broke, blown off of buildings. It was just something else. But the gasoline still is being practically rationed. They had to shut down 8 refineries in Louisiana. And stations are running out of gas. I was going to tell you to send me some of that solar energy that everybody is talking about due to climate change.
Yeah, well, I was going to get some solar energy, but the guys came out here and said we can't help you because you got too many trees in your backyard and you're blocking the direction where the sun will be coming. So if I lived across the street, I would be directly in the sun. But since I'm not, I get the I miss the sun. I get it on my deck out here and my driveway, but I don't get it on the house. So because where they would place the solar panels would be in front of the house, and that would be behind. The sun would be behind the panels, so it wouldn't do any good. They couldn't put them on the back because then on the back they'd be right under the trees. Case closed. So I can't get it. But my friend across the street's got one. He's got them now. Two people got it across the street. And, hey, you get that solar energy. He sells it back. He sells it back to Duke Energy.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Y'all can have that solar energy. We didn't see the sun around here for over a month. And the way other things are, it would be useless.
Yeah, but you see, hey, we're way above ground here in Charlotte. So we got plenty of sun, plenty. You got 48, got no sun. You got nothing but wind. and rain and ocean and rivers. And I don't know what the hell you guys are going to do. You got to do something about those daggone. And you can't put the lines below ground because it's being the water table.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So
you can't do that.
That's right. Can't do that. So you guys, if you, the only thing you have that you can do is solar energy. But what are you going to do with all the trees? But you don't. I don't know if you have that many trees. That would be.
Oh yeah, we got plenty of trees. You know, like going over toward Georgia, they got them Georgia pines.
Right. They're very high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you gotta with when you're so low in below sea level or at sea level, the only way you're gonna get energy and nuclear energy is out. I mean, that's gotta go. You've got to be able, and then you're on with nuclear energy. You're still on the table, the water table, or below. So you don't want to do that. The only thing you got is be solar energy.
Well,
you
can't. Well, no. Well, if people want to use solar energy, but you know, like this deal about electric cars, that is not no good idea. If people want to have electric, you know, electric cars is nothing new. They've been doing it for a long time. But the thing Biden said, he wanted to have 50% of gasoline-powered vehicles off the road by a certain time. That's ridiculous. We have over 500 years of fossil of petroleum energy available, and the United States should use it. Look at all the jobs you're going to be doing away with, and the pensions from people who work in the industry.
But look at all the jobs you get when you get solar. They got to get jobs too. Solar ain't coming out.
Not like petroleum. You know, everything you have, the plastic in your refrigerator, is petroleum. Your toothbrush is petroleum.
I understand that. But they can do that, but just don't need to produce it in gasoline so it goes into the air. You can still make plastic.
Oh, it's not polluting. That's another fad.
It's not polluting.
You know,
it's
a fad. That's all it is.
It's not polluting. It's a fad. Yeah.
Pollution
just
now
like
has
the,
been
the
cut
COVID
back to
was a fad. Just like
pollution now.
Right?
Well, I haven't taken. Did you take a shot? I didn't take no shot.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad I'm talking to you on the phone, Dang. I wouldn't talk to you in person. See,
well, I'm glad I'm talking to you on the
person.
Phone, too, because I wouldn't talk to you on person. Let me ask you something. The hurricane blew all the COVID away from here in Louisiana, so where did it go?
It ain't blown no COVID away.
It did.
You guys, I can't believe it. Hey, listen. What?
If you got to wear a mask, if you have to wear a mask when you go outside to protect what you breathe, right? Well, the winds here blew it all away.
No, wait a minute. No. That's not the reason why you wear a mask.
Why do you wear a mask?
In case you have, well, I'm going to tell you, you wear a mask and so you don't give it to anybody else that has a major problem. Because you can give it to somebody that's got a kidney problem, just like my wife's cousin in Florida. He went to a VA meeting, and he lives in Florida. He went to a VA meeting in Miami, and him and his wife both came back with, and they both wear masks. Because
can you breathe out of the mask? Can you breathe out of the mask?
But that don't mean anything.
Huh? You breathe out your nose, don't you?
But you don't have to get. It's not because your nose, your mouth, any opening.
Well, absolutely, it can come in your eyes. It can come in your eyes.
That's absolutely
correct.
Yeah, absolutely correct.
So if it can come in your eyes, it can get out of your eyes.
No, it goes in. It don't go out.
Sure does.
It does. It's not a two-way street. It's a one-way street.
Yeah, it does. Don't you have moisture in your eyes? And then moisture evaporates. It has to evaporate. Why does it replace?
Wait a minute. This is not moisture that goes into your eyes. COVID is not moisture. COVID is a bacteria
that travels through moisture, liquid.
It's a virus.
But anyway, I don't want to talk about that. People are going to die from COVID.
Oh, you brought it up. I didn't bring it up. No.
All right, well,
we'll
stop talking. People don't know enough about that by
now.
I don't know what to tell them.
Well, who said you want to die now? Just like that fool down in Florida, or that Larry Elder out in California. What a moron!
I sent money to his campaign.
You can send money to anybody.
He's got some good issues, like
school right.
choice,
got,
for instance.
Yeah, he has issues. He has issues. You're absolutely correct. He has issues. They're not good issues, but he's got issues.
He's got
everybody's
good
got
issues.
Plus, just like everybody's
plus he's your
right.
favorite type of candidate. He's a black man.
He is my favorite type of candidate. He is.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have him, I couldn't talk about him.
I hope he wins, because the DeSantis is crazy.
DeSantis is crazy. Yeah, of course DeSantis is crazy.
Not DeSantis.
DeSantis
I'm talking about
crazy.
Nunes.
DeSantis. I didn't say that.
Yeah,
you're
right. I made a mistake. I'm reading his name. DeSantis, they say, is crazy. He's so pro-life and pro-righteousness. I like Texas abortion law.
He's not pro-life. DeSantis is not pro-life.
Listen.
All right. Let me explain something to you. When you have there's a nuclear power leak, do people go into the containment area where nuclear power is without masks, without a hazmat suit on? No. They don't do that. Why?
I'm talking about as far as abortion is concerned.
Hey.
I like Texas abortion law. I think that should be left up to the state.
Of course you would. You're a man.
No, I think it should be left up to the states. If a woman wants to have an abortion and she lives in a state that permits it, good.
Right. Okay. Fine. And those that live in a state that has this law are going to be penalized by the people in the state. Why do you think the Supreme Court didn't want to take this up?
It should be he threw it back to the states. That's
why do
be.
You think the Supreme Court?
The power lies in the
up.
States.
Why do you think the Supreme Court didn't want to take this up?
The power lies in the states. Let it go.
No, that's not why they take it. They know where it's going to flow. And you can bet your last dollar that it ain't going to flow in their direction. They got something now that these clowns in Texas are going to say, you see, we were trying to protect you, but these rotten liberals don't want to protect you. Yeah, well, all those rotten liberals, that clown with the gray red hair put on there, he put three of the people on there, and they voted with him not one time yet. Not one time out of five decisions that the Supreme Court has made, none of them were decided for the clown prince who was impeached.
Well, why were you so against him putting them on? Why is Nancy Pelosi talking about stacking the courts?
How is she stacking the courts? The courts are already stacked.
She says
she
wants to stack the courts.
Okay, how is she going to do that?
Well, you have to ask her.
How is she going
to
do that?
She wants to expand the number that can sit on the courts.
That's not stacking the court. They've expanded.
That's what
the court
your that's what your
times.
News media describe it.
Wait, listen. They've expanded the Supreme Court many times since they had the Supreme Court. So don't say they want to stack the court. That's not true.
Nancy Pelosi is talking about that. That's what she said. This is what she says.
Never said, I want to stack the Supreme Court. Never said that. Show me something. If you got time, sure, you might be sitting in front of a computer. Show me somewhere where she said that. You brought it up. I didn't bring it. Now you say, oh, boy. Give me a break. You didn't say, you said that. I didn't say that. Nancy Pelosi said she never said stack the Supreme Court. So, now, the thing is that we got to be realistic here. The Supreme Court didn't want to handle this case because they knew what the outcome was going to be. And they didn't want to handle it before they turned the outcome out on the Mississippi case that's coming up in October or November. Maybe by the end
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. And back in April, she killed Bayan to expand Supreme Court. So I take that back. You're right.
Well, hey, she don't want to expand the Supreme Court. Supreme Court should
stay
at 9.
Yeah, I take that back.
But we got more representatives now. We need more representatives because we have a wider population in this country, more ethically involved population in this country.
Yeah, but you don't need no. No, but the Supreme
Court should have someone from every.
The Constitution stands as it is. What? The Constitution is not moving. It stands as it is.
The Constitution didn't say keep it like that. Keep it all white. Keep it all men.
The Constitution protects the rights of the U.S. citizen from the overreach of the government. That's what it does.
That's correct. And the overreach of private industry.
Private industry is bound by regulation, and that's it. It's private industry.
No, it's bound by regulations, and they can't oversee those regulations for their own benefits, hurting the other citizens of this country. Now, the private industry can't do anything that is going to hurt people in this country.
Well, give me an example.
Just because they're private, that doesn't mean they can't.
Give me an example.
Private industry can't say, I do not want this black person coming into my restaurant.
Yeah.
They can't say that.
But people in the restaurant don't have to sit next to them if they don't want to.
Well, we ain't talking about sitting next to them. That's not what I said. You can't ban
that once they get in there, the people that would sit next to them don't have to sit next to them.
That's not what you said. You said, give me an example. I gave you an example.
All right.
I'm
going to give you an example. All right. They in the restaurant. All right. And you talking about black people.
Anything in the
restaurant. Now, if the people in there, if a person in there, that a black person don't want to sit next to that black person because they are liberal, then they got a right not to have to sit next to them.
Okay, fine. Move your chair. Move your table. Now what?
So what they have in restaurants I've seen around here is vaccinated area and non-vaccinated area.
And?
I don't buy from black businesses because they black. If they are liberal black business that contribute to liberal causes and politicians, I don't shop with them.
Okay, but that's your right.
I sent my kids to private school because I didn't want my kids going to school with children coming from dysfunctional families, black or white.
Well, that's fine. But again, that's your right.
Is my child my choice?
Nothing to do with that.
Is my body my choice?
No, it's not your body.
You had a governor.
Your body, your choice. Wait a minute. No, you're wrong. It's your body, your choice if you stay in your own house or your own car. But when you are diseased and you come out and you give that disease to someone else, it's now your fault.
You don't know because the HIPAA laws prevent them from telecasting. That's a health problem. That's a health problem. Your health records are private. Read the laws.
No one said anything about health problems. I ain't bring that up.
What I'm saying is that the HIPAA law requires that health records are confidential.
I know, but no one said reveal your HIPAA regulations. That's why that fool daggone quarterback was dropped from New England. No one asked him to reveal to the public if he got a shot or not. But you better damn well believe he better give it to the NFL and give it to the New England Patriots, because the New England Patriots will be fined if he does have it and one of the other people on another team or his team gets it. They will be fined. The coaches will be fined. The owner will be fined. So he needs to do and go along with the rest.
Well, I don't watch the NFL. Let them go kneel someplace else.
That's why he was fired. That's why he was cut. But, you see, the problem is just because everybody said you're absolutely correct.
The governor.
You're right.
You had a governor in some state said that private schools said that the health official of the state was demanding that kids in private schools wear a mask. Well, you are
yes.
overstepping your bounds. You have no control over
no
private
no,
school.
Not. Because listen, do you go down? You know, just so you talk like this independent newspaper reporter here, and he said, "Well, I'm independent. I don't need to do all that." I said, "That's fine. You can do independent all you want, but when you drive on my streets that I pay for, I want you to have regulations. I want you to have a driver's license. I want to make sure your car is perfect condition, that it don't break down and run into somebody else or clog the street, because you're running on my streets."
You're absolutely
so
right. Just like it is in Ferguson. In Ferguson, blacks complaining because they stopped for speeding. The police officer write them up for bad tires, cracked windshield, inoperable windshield wipers, inoperable taillights. They saying that's being nasty and mean toward black drivers. What you just said is absolutely right.
Right, absolutely correct. But how'd you switch over to Ferguson when we were talking about something?
Because you made mention about driving and being the condition of your vehicle when it's on public streets.
Well, I made a record about
in Ferguson. Blacks are complaining. Blacks is complaining because the city would look for problems with their car other than the reason they stopped them for. Now, if you don't have financial responsibility on your car, it should be towed.
Absolutely. I agree with you. You're not saying there are certain things. There are certain things you as an individual need to do in society so you don't cause other people in society to get sick or get killed and die. So if you don't want to do that, then you should not be out in society.
Well, in society, then there needs to be separate spaces in society then.
No. That's
society. Oh, yes, it
that
does,
that,
too,
that's
because you can't, you can't.
Where do they have,
you can't
places?
Push your will, you can't push your will. Hmm? You cannot push your will on me.
Who said that?
You can't push your will on me. You keep your will to yourself.
Who said that? Yeah,
well,
that's fine.
I say it all the time.
What's that got to do with
it? Just like in these schools, just like in these colleges where this one student, the professor said that there's only one gender.
And?
Like this critical race theory. No, you teach that to your children. You're not going to teach it to mine.
Well, you don't even know what critical race theory is. What is critical race theory?
Whatever it is, It's my choice. It's my child, my choice.
Do you know what it is? Listen,
it's my child.
As a person in this society,
It's my child, my choice.
You should know. As a person in this society, you need to know what it is. Everybody
is my child.
Is
my child. Is my choice.
What does that have to do with anything?
Right?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. What does that mean?
If I don't want it taught in my public school, I got the right for it not
okay,
to
fine.
Be taught in my public
what
school.
What is it? What is it? What is
it's
it?
Is all you're doing is investigating the white male. That's what it is. I know what lawyers talked about years ago, but that ain't the way it's being portrayed today.
Fourth time. What is it?
You tell me.
I don't know. I'm not telling you. You brought it up. You brought it up. I ain't bringing it up.
Oh, we were talking about liberties.
You talked about so many. You talked about.
We
so
were
many
talking about liberties, and
now
I made mention because that has been in the news.
Hey, the water's been in the
so
news.
So you
too.
Have black groups that
we
want
land,
critical race theory. Yeah, and I don't want Harriet. I don't like. I won't be carrying a $20 bill with the picture of Harriet Tubman on it. Think.
You went from critical race theory to a picture of Harriet.
No, I'm talking about the liberties
exactly
that every U.S. citizen
that's
has.
Exactly what your father does, Uncle Donald. See, he throws so much shit out in the
Joe
world
Biden is the president. Why are you talking about Joe? Why are you talking about Donald Trump? He's not the president.
He threw so much shit out in the world that he believed that if he does that, there's so much stuff that he put out there, you can't catch up to him. Well, that's fine. But the problem is, you don't have to catch up to him. Just get him on one of them. And that's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. But you can't keep
I heard
about
that the FBI. I heard that the FBI determined that Donald Trump didn't have nothing to do with January 6th.
How did you hear this? Who did you hear this from?
It's in the paper.
Can't tell me. What paper? I'm in front of the computer right now. I'll find out. When did you hear this and when? Tell me when.
Oh, my man.
Well, hey, I'm in front of the computer. I can look it up. What did you hear? Donald Trump what? Donald Trump.
It was not organized. FBI is on Reuters News. It's on the Reuters
News.
Yeah. FBI found scant evidence of U.S. Capitol attack was coordinated. August the 20th. Where are you at? You're out there in California, aren't you?
No, I ain't. Nope.
The Hill. FBI comes up empty-handed in its search for January the 6th plot.
So far. You should include where am I at here? All right, here.
Anyway, I got to get going. If you don't have nobody to call in to take up your time, I'm not going to be the one.
Oh, I got you. Hey, you called up. Hello there. Who's this? We got somebody calling in right now. Hello, 874.
Yeah, this is Michael Evans. I thought I was calling into the last word, but it looks like I'm on Fox News.
Yeah, well, yes.
Well, why don't you put your glasses on and look at the street signs?
The street signs? They took them down. What, are you kidding me?
They did take Martin Luther King Street. They did take Martin Luther King signs down in Kansas City, Missouri. You're right. They put back Truth Avenue.
Where they put them?
They took them down and put back the original name, which was Truth, TROSTAVE.
And what does that mean? Was it a person?
That means that the people did not want Martin Luther King as the name of that street, which I don't blame them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, no one dare should have blamed any. Hey, listen. People could do whatever they want as long as they don't rub it and give it poison to other people.
You're absolutely right. That's why I come out for school choice, where parents can take their children where parents can take their children out of those government-ran, teacher union-controlled public schools.
Right. Okay.
If they don't want to be there, they don't. They shouldn't have to keep their kid there.
Okay, but every parent can't take their child to one of those Nazi-run schools because they charge so much for them.
Parents, it's their child, their choice.
Right, but why do they cost so much if they want people to go there?
My choice. My child didn't go to one of those schools.
Yeah, but I'm paying for it. And everybody else in the country is paying for those schools.
The people that's paying for it should be able to take their money and put their child where it's best suited for them.
But they can't because it goes from the federal state government down to those schools. That's what we're just saying.
They pay toward it. They pay for it.
What?
Just like Missouri.
Yeah, but they
Missouri legislators voted school choice. That's great.
And the people in Missouri are paying for those private schools.
No, they're not paying for the child.
Yes, they are.
They're paying wherever the parents want. Some parents put their child in another district's public school.
No, that's not how it works. You know,
yes, it is.
Some parents
put their children in another district, which is a public school. It's choice. Some of them put their children in specified charter schools. That's a public school, right?
Charter schools are public schools. That the money's being taken away from public schools and put into charter schools.
Charter schools are public schools.
No, different. I used to be in charge of it.
Charter schools are public schools. Charter schools are public schools.
I know charter school runs. Yes, they're public schools, but where do you think they're getting the money from?
Well, why did you say they weren't?
Because they're not. It's a public school.
Charter schools are public schools. That's what I said.
Right, but why?
Do you agree?
Where are they getting the money from? Where do they get the money
from?
Do
you agree?
Yes.
All right.
Where are they getting the money from?
The money comes through a formula. The money comes through a formula that has been perfected by the state. The federal government has no control over public schools.
I didn't say the federal government did. I didn't say the federal
government. They would like to.
But if you got a dollar for the public school systems, why should that money go to a charter school that is not?
Because the only way that you get the dollar is that a child sits in the classroom.
Right, of course.
So if a parent take their child out, if the parent take their child out and they don't attend, they not count at 11:30 in the morning, that building gets no money.
For that particular child.
So that money should follow that child to where they can be educated. See, if the state's mandate that children are educated, if the state's mandate that children... the ones that I know. But if the state mandates that a child is educated up to a certain age, then where a parent wants their child to be educated is up to the parent, not the state.
I understand, but you're going around in a circle here. You said you got charter schools. You're going to send a child to a charter school. What's the difference between a charter school and a regular public school?
You have some charter school that's for aviation. You have some that's for emergency medical services.
We're not talking about what they're taught.
The curriculum is based on what the operators want it to be. Actually, in public schools, it's the same way, but people don't take advantage of that.
Michael, you going to say something?
The primary issue with charter schools is that they're selected. The regular public school system doesn't have that choice. And they typically
charter
don't have
schools are not selected, sir. I don't know. Excuse me for breaking in. Well, you ran it wrong. That's why you ain't running it now.
And more important, many of them are for profit, which is, that's
well, you have to be able to pay for the building. You got to pay for the electric. You got to pay for the heat. You got to pay for the transport. Yeah, sure, they can't run in a negative.
You can do all that
well, wait
with a
minute.
Nonprofit.
Public schools do that, too. That's right. Public schools do that. Regular public school does that. Why do you need a charter school? Because they
and when the children are
school,
and when
school.
The children when the students are academically assessed, then the organization stands a chance of losing its charter classification. You can't do that in public schools.
Yes, you can.
Black kids fail
can.
Tremendously. Black kids, black American children fail tremendously in public schools. The ones that keep their child there.
What do you mean tremendously? What does that mean tremendously?
It's when you have a high school where less than 5% are doing math proficiently, like Normandy High School is in Missouri, Normandy, Missouri.
And did you know that when they did an evaluation of the charter schools about 5 years ago, they found out that 90% were below grade?
Then they should close.
90. Oh, hey, 90% of the charter schools are closed.
The parents should make them close.
The resources back into the public school system so they can renovate.
That's right.
And take that
right.
that school where there's only 5% graduation rate and make the necessary improvements.
Those schools that I may
far.
Mention, normally, those are state-of-the-art schools because I built several of them there. I built 11 schools
okay.
in St. Louis Public School District. 11.
Good. I mean, so therefore, did you teach
so
the
to say that the black schools, to say that the black schools don't have the facilities that white schools have is just a lie. And not only that, you have
no
some black school districts. You have some black school districts in the St. Louis area that have more money per child than their counterparts that are white.
And how is that possible when they're a public school?
They're not in the same district. That's how.
No. District ain't got nothing to do with it because the money comes out of one pot in the state.
No, it does not, neither. You got, I can name you two.
State,
for instance, like in St. Louis County.
They got pots for black students. They got pots for
in St. Louis County. In St. Louis County. In St. Louis County, you have two municipalities. One's Clayton and one's Ladue. The operating funds, 97% of it come from the local community. None from the federal government.
Don't bring, we're talking about the money all
the city of St. Louis receives about 35% of its operating, St. Louis Public School District receives about 37% of its operating budget. You know what, Lawson, you don't want people to say nothing so other people can hear. So you talk over them.
What? Are you kidding me?
I don't blame them for not letting you have a charter school. You take up for this.
I ran for 17 years.
Well,
I ran a charter
that's
school
you. You in California. You in
California.
California. It's not that way in Missouri.
I'm not in California. Who said I was in California?
Well, wherever you are, you're not in Missouri.
Listen.
Now, let me finish saying what I was saying. In Clayton School District in St. Louis County, St. Louis, Missouri County, they receive about 1% from the federal government, hardly nothing from the state. Their money comes from the local community. It's a public school district. Ladue,
I don't believe it.
A public school district, similar.
I don't believe it. Send me something in writing that the money comes all from the county and the city and not from the state.
I tell you what, you can look it up on the internet. It's called how.
Every single state.
Let me tell you how you can find it. You sitting there in front of your computer? Are you sitting there in front of your computer?
Yes, I am.
How school districts
yes,
in the St. Louis area spend their money. How school
that's
districts in the
so
St. Louis area
behind. That's
spend
why
their
so
money.
Far behind, if that's the case.
It's
and
by the
St. So
Louis.
Behind,
it's by. It's by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, a newspaper.
Yeah, a small newspaper written with people from the
St. Louis Post-Dispatch has been around for a long time, going back in the 1800s. It's not a small newspaper. You come up with all kinds of excuses, don't you?
I don't come up with no excuses.
You try to throw out every excuse you can come up with.
Let's see here. School districts in the country do not get money from the city or the county because most of the cities and counties don't have a dime to put in their pocket.
School districts get money from the local. They get money if they engage in some federal program because the federal government has to pay their way in. And they also get money from the state.
Oh, now you're talking about the federal government's involved. I told you that from the beginning.
The federal government, if they want to be, like with ROTC,
okay.
They have to pay for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
You heard of ROTC,
so,
haven't you? Don't rate me so.
Special
Well, what's not in the federal government and in the U.S. Department of Education is not special. If school districts want to participate in it, they can. They get paid. If they don't, they say go someplace else with it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So what are you talking about?
It's called How Much St. Louis Public Schools Spend. Look it up.
Hey, that's what they spend. Where do they
how
get
much,
the money from?
Wait a minute.
Spend?
How much St. Louis Public Schools spend? And I'm going to tell you right now, Clayton. Clayton gets percentage
Clayton
of funding
had,
from
Clayton
local sources.
Clayton had less
Let me tell you. Hang on for a second. Let me tell you right now.
I had in my
hang on.
School when I went to Brooklyn. When I was in Brooklyn.
Let me tell you what it is. Come on.
Town that I have in my school.
All right, now listen
Clayton.
To this.
Hey,
listen to this very closely.
School, huh? Where they got five people in
listen
Clayton?
Listen to this. All right. No, it's a big city. Clayton.
Oh, yeah, right.
Public schools.
Yeah.
The total expenditures
I mean,
per
I
student.
I have four people in my city. Listen, give me something
23,000.
Give me something.
$23,811.
I'm taking the money out of your pocket, Clayton. Huh?
The percent
what?
Of funding from local sources is 95.54%. From local sources.
That's in Clayton. Okay. Yeah, okay, local
Brentwood.
Sources.
Brentwood. The local funding for local sources is 95.62%. St. Louis City used to have over 100,000. People had fled St. Louis City. It's down to about 22,000. 63.22% from local sources.
Do you know
Ledoux,
that New York City,
94% from local sources. Normandy, you know I told you about Normandy? Wait a minute. You know I told you about Normandy? Normandy is predominantly black. Normandy, 31.72% from local sources. Parkway, C2, 92.72% from local. They don't take money from the government because they don't want the government telling them how to run their school district.
Okay, good. Which government? Federal, city, or state?
Either one. Not the
now,
city.
I don't believe that.
Either one.
Stop talking about nonsense like that. Somebody's got to tell them what to do. Nobody's their own entity.
How much do St. Louis area schools really spend? That's the article. Look it up. It's by James V. Scholl, PhD.
How much money do they spend on each student?
I told you how much money they spend on each student.
How much? $1.50?
$23,811 in Clayton. $22,224 in Brentwood. $18,000 in the city of St. Louis.
First No. Hey,
let me tell you how civilized people have a conversation. When you ask a question, somebody go to answer.
You can't
keep
do that.
Your mouth closed.
Hey, if you're talking
you keep your
Trump,
mouth closed
you
until they answer.
Right. Okay. Good.
And you got grandkids.
I most certainly do.
You got grandkids.
So can I ask you a question about these stats you're giving?
So when
this percentage that you were giving, is that the money they're getting from local property taxes?
That's local funding, whatever the sources are. It's what the people decide they want to do. Bayless School District, which is white, is 11,634. Normandy School District, which is 99% black, is 14,918. Maplewood, which is about 80% black, is 20,300. So you got black school districts. Population is black. Majority black. In some cases, all black. Have more money than your white school districts.
But if the school district is only getting 31% locally, where's the balance coming from?
It's coming from the state and federal government.
Oh, mm-hmm. But no way. But you said the federal government ain't involved in this.
I see it in the work. I told you, if you got a school, wait a minute. If you got a school district, if you got a school district where 90-some-odd percent, 92%, 95% of your funding is coming from local sources, so what room is there for government to provide money? 95.54%. That means that you got 4.46% is coming from the government. 4% compared to 95% that the people is paying. And the only reason why you got that 4.46% is because they're probably allowing black kids to come out of the city and attend their school district on some kind of arrangement.
Okay. Well, yeah, some kind of arrangement. A little bit. You know, in Kansas, the big high in 2013 was $13,000. That's what they did for child. $13,000. You can't buy freaking
in Kansas where? Kansas what? Kansas City, Missouri.
In the state.
You saying the state of Kansas or Kansas City, Missouri?
State of Kansas.
Huh?
State of Kansas.
All right, well, I can't tell you about the state of Kansas. I can tell you about Kansas City, Missouri, because they went through a DSED program where you had a judge by the name of Russell Clark who proceeded over it. And Russell Clark asked activists, what can we do? Well, let me finish, would you?
I'm telling you.
You're talking about money.
Okay, go ahead.
The Russell Clark, which was the desegregation judge that was over Kansas City, Missouri, and they couldn't get these scores to go up. He asked the activists, you know who activists are, what type of money are we talking about that we can get this school district to do better academically? That's what he asked the question. The school district had 33,000 students in it. The activists say, well, we need to have at least $1 billion a year. Russell Clark said, I'll give you $2 billion a year. That equates to about $66,000. Listen to what I'm saying. That equates to about $60-some-odd thousand per student.
I'm not going to let you spread lies. That's what Donald Trump does. Stop it. When you say a lie, I'm going to stop you in the middle of it. First of all,
The court case. The court case is Kansas City, Missouri DSEG program. Kansas City, Missouri DSEG court order.
Tell me that one person could tell a whole state that this is what I'm going to give you, unless it's coming out of his pocket. He's lying.
His state money he had control over. Just like Judge Hungate. Judge Hungate had the power to implement. Is that all you know to say? Why don't you let somebody say what they're saying?
Stop.
You're a liar.
No, because you're lying. Wait a minute. When you say that one person had the ability to say, this is what I'm going to give you, if it's not coming out of his pocket, he's lying.
The judge had the money to – the judge had the power.
He had it in his pocket, right?
No, you know, he controlled what the state gave. It was spread out over 10 years. It was spread out over 10 years. Matter of fact, when busing stopped, a lot of the money was still up there in the coffers. Judge Hungate presided over the DSEG in the city of St. Louis. And he told the St. Louis County Schools District to come up with a plan, because if you don't come up with a plan, you're not going to like the one I come up with. And that's when he said that black kids in the city of St. Louis would be bused to St. Louis County. And St. Louis County said, well, the only way we take these kids is that we will be paid 2 to 2.5 times more money than what they receive for sitting in a classroom in St. Louis City. Read the story.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. The money that they're paying for those kids in schools in St. Louis, Missouri, couldn't buy a daggone beaver a hut.
In St. Louis, Missouri, the students were receiving about $14,000 a year. Let me tell you what happened in St. Louis County.
That's nothing. That's nothing. This is 2021. You're paying the
it's more than
what,
that was back during the DSEG busing era, man. It wasn't 2021.
What's that? That's what I'm talking about. What year was it? 2022? 2020?
No, it wasn't no 20. It was back in the 1900s, by 1995.
1995.
The lady that brought the lawsuit on behalf of the NAACP, her name was Lindell, and her original complaint was that the students in St. Louis City Public School did not have books and other material like the ones elsewhere in the county, which really wasn't a problem for her because those county schools, that's not St. Louis City. So the NAACP took it to another level, and that's what brought about busing.
Well, see that, but you had that problem a long time. Busing problem.
Well, no problem. I tell you
no
something
problem.
Else
we
too.
Mean no problem.
The kids that went, and here's the thing: that money that those school districts got, like Parkway, they improved on their buildings and facilities to the point where it became embarrassing. See, when you done that, it relieved the homeowners in those districts in the county, those white districts, it relieved them of not having to raise money in order to build new schools. They built new schools off the money that was being allocated to them due to busing.
Mm-hmm.
Another case where Negroes were bamboozled.
Oh, hey, huh? Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, what I'm saying to you is that elementary schools and secondary schools throughout the South were screwed and are still being screwed. They're not paying
enough money. These kids down here in the South, those kids down here in the South, actually, when you look at their academics, and you can look at them, on websites.
We ain't talking about that.
Which,
how much money they get paid? They could be a lot higher if they had a lot more money in their pocket.
It's not how much. Well, why come Kansas City, where the kids are getting $66,000 a year, why come they didn't do well academically?
What do you mean getting $66,000? What does that mean, getting $66,000 a year? Paid in
it,
the pocket?
It calculated $2 billion. Take $2 billion divided by 33,000 and see what your answer is.
And
let your friend there do the calculation on $2 billion divided by 33,000.
Why? What is that money?
What
is that
money?
What do
you mean? I don't understand what you're talking about.
You brought it up. You brought up this money. What's this $3 billion for? What is that?
I told you
that?
The $2 billion was what Russell Clark said that he would give the school district.
What school district are we talking about?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri.
You talk so much, you be running your mouth talking over people you can't hear.
No, you talk so much because you're talking about 15 different things at one time. And
I haven't talked. I've been talking about schools for the last 15 minutes.
Right. And what'd you do about the last hour? You talk about 900 other things. As I said,
we're talking about schools right now.
He kicks up all the dirt. He kicks up all the dirt.
Let me give you the article on that.
Like it's not even that. Right.
Money and school performance. This is the name of the article. Money and school performance. Lessons from the Kansas City desegregation experiment.
Experiment? You mean they're not doing it anymore?
What?
They're not doing it anymore. Are they doing it anymore? They're not doing it anymore or what?
Yeah, why would you continue to do something that ain't working? In 1980, a federal district judge took partial control over the troubled Kansas City, Missouri school district on the grounds that it was unconstitutionally segregated district with dilapidated facilities and students, blah, blah, blah. In an effort to bring the district into compliance with his liberal interpretation of federal law, the judge ordered the state and district to spend nearly $2 billion to build new schools, integrate classrooms, and bring student test scores up to national norms. They wanted to bust the black kids into the white districts. The blacks said, our kids ain't going nowhere. Sit tight, I don't blame them.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried busing white kids into Kansas City public school districts. Ironically, they all ended up in the same classroom. That's why they created magnet schools. Magnet schools was trying to draw whites into black school districts. If a black child stayed around the corner from a magnet school building, he or she could not attend that building until the ratio was about 57% black and 43% white. Until it reached that ratio, blacks in the neighborhood could not attend that school beyond the 57%. That was St. Louis public schools. I'm getting ready to go, but let me tell you this, Mr. Lawson. You know my name. In the future, when you know you're going to be talking to Pianchi, you make sure you got your facts together, because I got mine. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, you got them all over. Oh, Michael, how does this even happen? This is the reason why we got so many people out here that are freaking giving COVID to everybody they look at.
Mm-hmm.
It's outrageous. It's just outrageous. Listen, I was going to call you, but I got so tied up on this daggone computer, the daggone, my first day back since March 28th, I think, was the last day. First day back.
Yeah,
that long since
I think you're a little excited.
Oh, a little excited, please. I ain't get enough excited. I'm only 2 hours now. But what I want a big thing. I want to make everybody meal. I will now also be on YouTube. Very shortly, I say within the next 3 weeks, I will be having.
Oh, so you're
going to have
the Rush Limbaugh of the left.
That's right. I will be, and we're going to work on getting a. It will be audio for probably the first 2 weeks, then we're going to go to live video feed and audio. So I can't wait for that to happen. And but you got people like this. Why do people say that they have the right to walk around and affect other people. Why do they think that?
Yeah, that's what I really don't understand. And it's so contradictory with other things that they do agree to, like respecting traffic signals, for one.
We're
talking about protecting society as a whole, and everybody should be on board for that.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't have the right to drink and drive. Well, I guess you do have the right to drink, and you have the right to drive, but you don't have the right to drink and drive and kill somebody in your car. I mean,
that's right.
I guess you say, well, it's my body, my life. Well, yeah, as long as you don't infect or kill somebody else. There has to be some sort of standard that everybody has to agree with. I mean, when you have a baseball game, everybody has to agree to certain rules. If you didn't agree with them, how can you have a fair baseball game or football game or basketball game?
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Okay. So if you go to a baseball game, it is understood that as a fan, you do not rush onto the field, that you do not spill your beer on the person next to you, that you don't start a fight with the person next to you, all these sorts of things.
That's right.
And you just respect those because those are helping the group of individuals that are there at that time enjoy the game. And now, that's a rather simplistic correlation, but, you know, if you're not wearing a mask, you're harming society.
You don't care about yourself. That's fine. We don't care about that. We don't care about that if you don't care about society in general. But as long as you stay in the house, you don't have to care about society in general. And if you're at the baseball game and a home run is being hit and you lean over the fence and take the ball out of the ball player who's going to catch its hands, that's not a home run. They call that an out because it's fan interference.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you going to argue about that? Well, yeah, the ball was over the fence anyway. Yes, but, you know, some of these stands are only 7 foot high, just like the Dodger Stadium the other day. There was a ball hit by the Atlanta Braves, left field. A.J. Pollock went back, jumped up, put his hand over the seven-foot fence, into the seats, and three people were trying to grab it, but his glove caught the ball, and it was out. They didn't say that was a home run because it was in the stand. It was an out. He caught it. Now, if he went up there and those people knocked his hand away, it still would have been out because it was interference. So the thing is that you can't say what's good for me is good for everybody. No, what's good for you may not be good for everybody. Just because you feel that you do this, that doesn't mean everybody else agrees with you. And we have to follow some norms. Some regulations have to be followed in life. Some have to be followed in life. I mean, you get on the subway system in New York City, crowded. I was on the subway system, where the subway system, my whole life. It's like you're standing right next to one another. It's like sardines in the morning and at night. Now, suppose you started grabbing girls by the butt while you're on the, because it could be very easily done. And there may have been few, but out of the hundreds of millions, that there wasn't but one or two. But you had to keep your hands down, keep it to yourself. Is it your right that she's next to you, you can grab her? No, ain't your right. You have to look at the way that rules and regulators and regulations are done. They are what makes the country run, rules and regulations. And if we don't have rules and regulations, they said, oh, if you don't have borders, you don't have a country. If you don't have rules and regulations, you don't have a country. So how are we to say that, oh, no, a public school system, it's been known for years. They didn't have squat down south or out in the west. They don't have any money to pay these teachers. Teachers were crap. The only teachers finally started moving from the north down the south. That's how come they had to start raising the damn price of what it costs to be teaching down there. That's the only reason why. They didn't have any money down there. The kids would get nothing. Only the rich schools had what they wanted because they manipulated the money. I mean, this is complete nonsense here. And he's trying to make it black schools versus white schools. Yeah, that was a problem too. But all the schools were like that in the South and the West. They all were in damn trouble. They weren't getting the money they were getting in the Northern schools. That's why all the Northern schools had the good teachers and whatnot. Now, a lot of teachers up North, because of the prices of land and housing, moved down to the West and the South. And when he did that, they came down there because they said, we're going to give you the money. And they found out that worked, get good teachers down there. But they had to now pay the money. Please, this is nonsense. Yeah, they got poor schools in the north. They got schools that are crumbling or falling apart. Absolutely. Well, that's everywhere. But most of it was down in the south and the west because they paid them crap down there. Down here, I should say. Because I'm down here now. But anyway, the thing is that what I want to tell you, what's the story with Larry Elder? I want to get on that. And I said I only got 8 minutes left in the show. I only got a two-hour show now. Did you hear my explanation about that? I said it, but you probably didn't. But anyway, I got a two-hour show. There's max time I can go now. Because when I didn't, they screwed up my credit card. My credit card was hacked. And the time I found out that they weren't taking the money out no more, because they said they had to drop my show, and now they want me to come back but do the same amount. I just say the same show, but only an hour less. I only get a two-hour show now. That's why I'm going to
then we better get Larry Elder.
What about Larry Elder? What's the story with him?
Yeah, so a number of reasonably high-profile Republicans put their name in the pot, but Larry Elder, because he's a media personality and represents the far, far right, the most radical nutcase of the right, he has probably the highest profile. He's polling well ahead of any of the other candidates. It is a flawed process, unfortunately, but we're stuck with it. And so essentially you do two things on your ballot. The first is you vote whether or not to recall the current governor. So you vote yes or no. A yes means you're voting to recall the governor. No means you're voting to keep the governor. And then regardless of how you answer the first question, you can then vote on the second question, which is which candidate would you prefer if the governor is recalled? And that's kind of where we are. And the polling right now shows that it's right around 50%. So it's very iffy as to whether we will succeed with the no on recall. It's unfortunate. There is, however, a court case that's pending that might affect the outcome. Unfortunately, it won't stop the election. But the court case argues that the process is unconstitutional because, for example, if 48% of the voters voted no on the recall, and Larry Elder, let's say, is first among the candidates, and he gets 21%, which is what he's polling at now, then essentially Newsom got 48% and Elder got 21%. So how does it make sense that Elder is the winner? So that's the gist of the court case. But that's got to go through all of the legal categories and might or might not end up affecting this particular election. But the bottom line is it's all going to come down to turnout. You know, 100% of Republicans are going to vote to recall the governor, and probably about 20% of the Democrats will. So it really is going to boil down to Democratic turnout and how the independents, what we call here no party preference, how they end up weighing in on this.
Well, I don't understand something. Why can't they just vote like the one who gets the most votes wins? What's this all about? Why even have this?
We have a very liberal recall process, and so people, and this is for any level, not just for governor, even for like school board, it's the same law. And there, if you get a certain percentage of the registered voters to sign a petition for a recall, then that goes on the ballot. And it doesn't matter what the reason is. I mean, the reason can be, I don't like the way you look. But if you get, the proper number of signatures to get that on the ballot, then you're stuck with this process. And that's another, you know, there's lots of talk now about reform. And I think
this is outrageous. I mean, one of the
obvious reforms would be that you can't recall unless there's an actual reason to recall. And, you know, like fraud or breaking the law or ethical violations or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that means that any Tom, Dick, and Harry can run, well, that's all right. The problem is, though, any Tom, Dick, and Harry can run.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
The last time when Schwarzenegger was elected was that the lieutenant governor at the time, Chris Bustamante, put his name in the pot as a candidate. So that further complicated things, because then people thought that the Democratic Party was actually endorsing the removal of the governor at the time, Gray Davis, because the lieutenant governor was in the race. So and had that happened this time, the Republicans have almost certainly succeeded. But fortunately, no high-profile Democrat put their name on the ballot, so there's not that additional level of confusion.
This is – I mean, wait a minute. This is Hollywood. I guess that's the reason why it works that way, because it's Hollywood. I mean, because this makes no sense.
I guess that's as good an argument.
Even my youngest grandson wouldn't come up with an idea like this.
Well, this predates Hollywood. So we had a government in the early 20th century named Hiram Johnson, and he was what they called a reformist. And he put a lot of these measures in place to make government more accountable to the people. And some of them were good, and some of them were not. And some of them, you know, haven't stood the test of time, like this recall effort. But because there's really only one time that it just went awry, which was the Schwarzenegger thing, the government's, the state legislatures never revisited reform of it. But I think this time it's definitely awakened folks. And there will be some effort at reform. Regardless of the outcome, there will be some effort at reform.
Well, I sure hope so. Listen, I want you on my initial show on YouTube. I'm going to tell you when it's coming on.
Okay.
And we'll see if We got to regulate these guys that call in here with their nonsense. You know, they throw all the dirt up in the air because that's what Trump does. He threw a bunch of dirt up in the air and people get confused. Oh, what's he doing? Well, ain't gonna happen. Hey, have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Good to talk with you.
Yep.
Get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. And how about that, your pa I have parted, you're broken-hearted, but you go on. There's show people like show people. They smile when they are low, even with a turn.